Boo and Andy, 100 years.
100 years, 100 episodes.
Forever and ever. .com.
Tiger?
Yes.
So, Tiger, like, go ahead.
I'm going to spend 15 experience points to upgrade my ranged heavy again.
So, because you're going to be going from 2 to 3, right? So it's going to cost, so it's an additional specialization 15. Within a character's career costs 10 times the total number of specializations. Oh, that's specialization. Training a career skill costs five times the value.
5 times.
So it'll be 15. Next level, so. Okay, so yeah, you have
right,
just
so it's all 15. Yep.
Okay.
But that means I just have, I think, 2 yellows and a green now. So.
All right. So this is, what was last week? The 9th?
That's about right.
Plus 15. All right, so minus 15, and you went from range heavy. Oh. Range heavy 2 to 3.
So I have.
You're at 2?
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. I don't exactly know how the rank works, but yeah, it was at 2, so I think I'm at rank 3, but it's like up until rank 2, it just meant I got yellows because I had like a native 2.
Yeah.
Because I have 2 agility.
Yeah.
So now I think I have 2 yellows and a green.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, minus 15, 0. And today is 8:17. All right. Is anybody else?
So how do I thinking? Know which ones are career skills again?
They're the ones that have, well, I don't know if you marked it right on there, but it's based on your career. If you look at your sheet in...
It'll tell you what your career skills are, unless you have a Foundry. Skill to add additional career skills.
So the ones that have the check mark where it says CS on your career sheet. Can I send this to you? No. Do you know how to get to your career sheet?
I do not.
Your character sheet. You can just double click on your character anywhere, like on the landing page.
Okay.
Double click your token and it shows up Sarn Turbo. It should show like skills. Where it says CS.
So the CS is career skills.
Career skill. That's based on your career and your specialization.
Okay.
So if you got another specialization, then you would have more career skills.
Okay.
Am I still wounded?
No, I'll reset that. I'll reset it if it's showing wounded. I thought I did already, though.
Oh, maybe it's just showing my threshold. That's it.
And then according to the sticker, my vigilance is off.
What, did I just not rank it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It says 0. You got, what is it at?
It should be 1 proficiency. And then.
Oh, so you upgraded your vigilance?
Ability. I don't think so, but that's just what I have it marked as. I don't know why I would upgrade my vigilance. Yeah, even in the book it says my vigilance is yellow and green.
So. A yellow and a green. Okay, so it should be 1. We might have talked about this before. Because I have everything that I have show it as 0-2. So rank 1. Okay. They're on the beach. I could have outrun those birds. Let me look at Booze to make sure his isn't showing any wounds. No, you got all your wounds. You're fine.
Should I go wiener?
Oh, my dice. I can be.
You know what? I want to upgrade my negotiation. I think that's actually a really smart choice.
So let me see. Your negotiation is 3. See,
yes.
Now, what? Let's do it. Whatever you want. I guess, like, because Ryan already has a career skill in negotiation because he's a colonist. And he's already got one skill. You still have 3 greens. I think he's 1 yellow, 1 green. But if he upgraded his negotiation, he could be the negotiator of the group.
My negotiation is 2 yellows.
Okay.
Maybe my negotiation's already 2. I upgraded that a while ago.
Okay.
So I just wasted that.
Well, I mean, it's just something to keep in mind. You could still do it.
Yeah. So what the hell does resilience do?
Resilience.
Oh, I don't think you would ever just tell me to roll that check.
Yeah, that's what that. I mean, that's what the skills are.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never roll or told us to roll up.
Yeah.
So let's see, resilience. The galaxy.
All right, I'm gonna upgrade my stealth then.
Okay. Oh, your stealth isn't a career skill?
It is.
Oh.
I just have a boost from it. I just want a proficiency, too.
Oh, my. Oh, it is a career skill. My sheet is way off. All right, so, yeah, because you're at 4 and a boost. That must be from a talent. Yeah, stalker.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Okay. And stealth, so you'll be at 1 and 3, right? 1 yellow and 3 greens.
Yes.
Stealth. Rank of 1.
And that.
How much is that going to cost?
That'll cost
you? 10, right?
10, right?
I think so.
That's what I was thinking.
Training a career skill costs 5 times the value of the next highest rank. So you're going to 1. It's actually just 5.
Oh,
were you
sweet.
At rank 1 or rank 0?
I think I was at...
You're at 0, so it's only 5.
No, it says 1. Oh, you
now
just did it.
Now it's 1. I just changed it.
Yeah. So it's only 5, so I have 10?
Yeah. You have 10 remaining.
Okay.
So that's stealth.
I'm wondering if I should upgrade streetwise too.
Yeah, we just have to. We have to remember the ones that you upgrade, because if you said I want to do this, could I use a streetwise check? It may very well work.
Yeah. Yeah, we could have already used. We could have used that last week, and we could have used it before when I was parkouring everywhere.
No, that's not streetwise. I don't think.
I take it as like knowing the streets.
Parkouring?
No, not parkouring, but like knowing like which routes to take.
That may, yeah. Actually,
that's a very literal interpretation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it's more being able to like fight someone in an alley or street smart. If a character is looking for a merchant who specializes in unsavory goods or illicit services, such a merchant may be located through a streetwise check. When dealing with criminals or underworld elements, knowing how to approach them and open a conversation without coming across as a threat uses streetwise. So it's, yeah, it's like street smarts. It's not parkouring.
say it was like parkour. And
you did. You said you could have used it for your parkour check.
Yeah, to know which way to go.
That's a stretch.
You're a stretch. All
right, so you got 10 left. You can still spend them. Or Boo, if you got anything.
I'm gonna hold off on this week. I'd like to do a little bit more research. I didn't realize I had as many as I did. I thought I had 10 XP, and then I thought I didn't mark down I got XP. I have 10 and 5 for my obligations, but I forgot to mark XP. So next week, I think I'll try to upgrade.
Okay, you're gonna hoard your XP.
Yes.
Okay.
But you know. With love.
He's going to get quite the glow up next week.
Or maybe the week after. Who knows?
He's going to buff.
I'm going to end the buff.
He's going to go into the hyperbolic time chamber.
Yes.
Oh, nice cross-reference.
For one day.
And then, Andy, you're going to sit on yours too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until I want to see, like,
just
see what else we can use for. Because I don't know too much about this campaign yet. Yeah.
You guys see the Star Wars Visions trailer?
I'm super excited about it. It looks awesome.
Yeah, are you kidding?
They said
anime Star Wars.
They said it's not.
Did you
canon.
See the?
Well, no. I mean, that was to be expected.
Yeah, I'm not upset. Umbrella? I think it's kind of cool.
I did not see a lightsaber umbrella.
Well, has this trailer got something for you?
Was it Star Wars meets anime meets the Penguin?
Mrs. Poppins. Mary Poppins.
Did you say Mr. Poppins?
The gender switch Poppers no one asked for?
All right, I gotta go get some ice, and then we can start this stupid thing.
Can you get me some, too? Oh, he's gone already. Randy, get down. Good girl. Oh, I guess I'll go get ice too.
Oh, yep, that's the umbrella.
Wait, there is an umbrella
rocket launcher. It's like a lightsaber. Like there's like four lightsabers on the end of a stick.
Guess it is like an umbrella. I didn't even think that. I did see that.
And then right after that, there was an R2 astromech droid with a rocket launcher built into one of its pods.
Japanese really know how to do it.
Yeah, they do.
You ever seen their porn?
Trying to get them to that market.
Oh my gosh, this looks so awesome. Oh, I haven't started watching What If yet, but I want to do that too.
I've seen the first one.
They're not releasing them all at once, they're just releasing them one a week.
Yeah, I don't even know what this week is.
Wait, so the first one came out last week? Or when does the first one?
Captain Carter.
Did that come out this week or last week?
Last week, I think.
Oh,
it's every Wednesday.
Oh, I see. I thought it would.
Why didn't Ryan get pulled in over there?
Huh?
I said, I don't know why you didn't get pulled into the other. Okay. Klaxon. The crew found themselves being pursued by dangerous Black Sun thugs following a somewhat botched robbery. After a daring barrel rolling escape from the thugs, they hitched a taxi ride to Chopper's Chop Shop, the identified rendezvous point. After waking up, the friendly Besselisk owner has just greeted the crew, excited to see an old friend and to receive the stolen data. But will they ever get the big breakfast?
That's scary.
Probably not.
Probably not. All right. So, as I said, you guys are in the chop shop. It is 2 a.m, but still work is going on. He's not, you know, it's but he's got to make the money, so a lot of stuff is going on. He's got a lot of the Ugnaughts just doing work for him, working on various speeders. There's just spare parts everywhere. And you go back into the chop shop. If you remember, when you came up to the shop, you met Chopper. He was really excited to see you guys, really excited to hear about how the job went. And he took you back to the shop. Sparks fly from numerous locations throughout the large, cluttered repair shop. Everywhere you look, piles of speeder parts, half-built droids, and stranger contraptions are stacked to the ceiling. Several groups of Ugnaughts are welding and working away on a disassembled airspeeder, paying you no heed. A booming voice rings out from one of the junk piles. Oh, this is Chopper. You've already talked to Chopper. He's a large green... What the hell? Green mottled Besalisk. He has four arms, and he hugged and tickled, I think, Mac, as you guys walked in.
Affectionately.
Not of someone not affectionately?
Very affectionately.
Hello, my friends. It's nice to see you. Yeah, I was sleeping a little bit, but now I'm awake and nice to see you. No, come back here. Come back. And he ushers you guys back to the back office. So how did the job go?
I delay because I'm busy looking at the droid parts that are strewn all over the floor, like nudging them with my foot, like inspecting some. And then I hurry up and catch up.
Okay, so yeah. You wait behind a little bit as they walk off, and you see, it's a repair shop. So like when things break, they fix them. So there are parts there. Do you see anything interesting?
No.
Okay. We did not roll. Andy rolled dark side. Let's see.
Just one.
Oh no.
You're welcome.
So there we go.
Oh no.
All right. So what is that? That's 2, 4, 5 6 dark side points and no light side points. That's good.
Well, thank God we're the bad guys, right?
You got to flip the other way around, Tiger.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Is that right? 6 dark.
Oh, no, this should be 0. Well,
I read 5 and 1.
Yeah. Now it's 0 and 5. Now it's 1 and 6. Now it's 0 and 6. Hey, first try.
Ah.
Nailed it.
Let's just delete those. As if I did it right the whole time. Okay. So... how did you guys do? How did the job go?
Oh, we never even really talked about those. It had some minor problems.
Oh, problems, huh? Did you? What happened? Nobody saw you, did they?
Well, yeah, they did.
They saw us, but they didn't see us for long.
It was supposed to be a quick in, a quick out. Quick in, quick
it
out.
It was very quick. It was very quick.
Yeah, but
then it got out.
What you don't understand is that Sarn just has a thing with people and pushing buttons.
No, you pushed the button.
No arguments. I pushed the button.
Did you guys even? Did you read the briefing? What you were supposed to do? You're supposed to get into there and then steal the data and then get right out. No buttons.
Oh well, we did steal the data.
You didn't set off the alarm, did you?
Literal button.
No. When you say with other people and them pushing buttons.
When you say alarm, what do you mean?
I mean like noise.
Well, you know, yeah, there was plenty of noise.
And
noise. I mean, if you include like the police sirens, yeah, there was a lot of noise.
Well, there's the police sirens. There was the Black Sun thugs. There was quite a bit.
There was us destroying a speeder, a taxi that we stole.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Well,
but...
Wait.
We didn't really steal it. Got shot by the
boss. Maybe he had to commandeer it. Yeah.
We went to a diner, though. It was a very nice diner. Very reasonably priced.
Where to?
Yeah, you got everything for free.
Dex.
Including a half a cup.
Dex.
You only get half a hash brown, though.
Hey, man. Hospitality is half the law.
Wait, was Gizloro working?
Yeah.
Oh, Gizlara.
She's the one that gave Mac that cigarette.
Gizlara.
Do you want...
That lady. She really does something to me.
Do you want her cigarette?
No, I don't. I don't smoke anymore.
All right.
So no, wait, hold on. Give me over this data. Give me. Who's got it? Oh, you got it, the robot. Thank you. I mean, droid.
Robot. Thank you, robot.
Okay.
Send him the data.
So he says, once we have. Oh wait, hold on. Okay, so he hands it and. Okay, yeah, he puts it in a terminal and it starts decrypting the data.
So we did actually have it.
Yeah. And he says, so the data hopefully will let us know about a bounty hunter. So once we have this bounty hunter's identity, the Pike family wants you to bring him down for his betrayal. He crossed the bosses.
What if it's me?
Well, I hope it's not you.
Did you work for the Pike family?
I don't know. There were a couple drug fueled.
No, did you betray the Pike family?
I don't remember. Rill is a hell of a drug.
Well, you only started doing Rill like 3 months ago.
Wait. You don't know my backstory.
Wait, now you're doing Rill?
Now? I've been doing it.
What are you doing, Mac, hanging out with these people? I thought you were a professional.
You know. Oh, yeah. Professional. I'm professional keeping these guys professional.
He mostly uses us as shields.
They're very professionally looking shields.
Okay. Well, anyway, this guy, whoever it is, guy, woman, non-binary, whatever they are, they cost the Pike family a lot of money. He cost the bosses a fortune by stealing a shipment of their spice and bringing it to Black Sun. Unsurprisingly, the Pikes aren't very happy about it, and they'll pay well if you can take care of this little problem for them. They may even forget a couple of favors you owe them. You dig?
Wait, I'm lost. Who's hiring for this job?
You guys are working for the Pike family.
Okay.
He's still got his
That's good. All right, so no, the Pike family. So we're not working for the Black Suns. That's why.
No, the Black Suns were following you, trying to kill you.
Right. That's why I didn't think it made any sense when you said it. But
yeah,
I just
got it. Got it.
So wait, what was this guy's name?
My name's Chopper.
Chopper. No. The bounty hunter we're trying to kill.
No.
We don't know yet. But that data is in this, what you stole from that computer. I think from there, if we get it decrypted.
So Chopper,
Space USB drive.
The Black Suns hired this bounty hunter.
Space floppy disk.
Oh, that's good.
No, floppy. What happened was this bounty hunter was working for the Pikes, and he betrayed them by stealing some spice and giving it to and selling it to Black Sun.
I was saying, so what's Black Sun actually have to do with this? Okay, so he betrayed the Pikes for Black Sun.
Yes, they're rival crime syndicates.
Gotcha.
Oh, the Pikes are a crime syndicate.
Yes, it's a family. It's a crime family, you might say.
Okay. Gotcha.
Wait, weren't they in Clone Wars?
I don't have that information on here. But that would I think maybe.
If they were.
I don't. So I have it. So in the journal under organizations, I do have the Pike Syndicate.
Yeah, they were in Clone Wars.
Yeah. Not necessarily going to adhere to all of the canon for everything all the time, but using it as a guide, obviously.
Yeah.
So you won't get spoiled by reading Wikipedia.
No, I just want to know what they look like.
Okay.
Because it sounded really familiar, so I was like, I think that was them. Now I know what they look like.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to put this in the decryption machine and wait for this to spit out a, decrypted file. See if we can find out this guy's name.
What? Why do we owe this family favors? What did we do for these guys again?
You stole the data. You are in the middle of a job, right? You got the data.
But why do we owe favors?
Oh, I assume as you guys are underworld scum, to put it one way, you might owe them a favor. I don't know. Do you owe them any favors?
I'm trying to recall. We have a lot of people that we have pissed off.
Yeah, I know. So I figured maybe if you had some favors owed to the Pike family, this could get you out of that. But regardless, they're going to pay you for if you can take care of this problem for them.
How much are we talking?
Well,
I do like money.
So I'm thinking
you would do any job for one speeder bike.
But wait,
I'll do any job for two speeder bikes.
So wait, is this like a private job they're just offering to individuals such as us, whoever steals the data? Why not just put a bounty out on this person?
Oh, they do. They don't know. But if you got to him first.
I see.
Yeah.
So what's the bounty on it? What's the bounty?
It's going to be probably 1,000 credits apiece.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, perhaps.
Or should we recruit? Perhaps we should recruit some more people to be our little team so that we can get more money.
No, this isn't the Social Security office. That's not how this works.
No, we're like, we should tell them that we have five people on our team, so they'll give us 5,000 credits instead of me.
I'm not sure that you want to do that kind of negotiation.
We'll work that out later.
I'm not sure that's going to work. You can try it, I suppose, but I wouldn't bet on that.
So they're paying $3,000.
Yes.
Gotcha. Seems kind of small.
Anything else you want to know about this job?
Where is he?
Are you sure it wasn't the kite family? I think it was the kite family.
They're the what?
Are you sure this wasn't the kite family? I seem to remember a kite family. I don't know anything about a Pike family.
How did you take this job, actually, and not know who you're working for? You thought you were working for the kite family.
Well, you see, the thing is we, none of us remember actually taking this job.
That
is just some
strange.
Sort of collective amnesia, and we all woke up right in the middle of it.
Hell is a hell of a drug.
I swear, it's like the last thing I remember is riding off in the desert listening to some song.
Something about seagulls, right?
No, it was about messing around, I think.
Okay, right. Well, I will tell you. You were working for the Pikes, and we needed some data because we're trying to hunt down this bounty hunter. And we're hoping in this data...
Are you a member of the Pike family?
I'm not a member, but I do work for them. Okay. I work for myself in this
gotcha.
this small, medium business.
So, understood.
Yeah, no. We are old friends.
You and the Pikes?
No, me and you.
The Fish family.
Well, you and the Kites?
Me and... me and Mr. Skyward. What was your name again? I don't remember. Mackenzie? Mackenzie.
Max Skybird.
Oh, Skybird. That's right. How could I forget? I remember when you were a diplomat. So I can't tell you where he is. I can give you some ideas or some places to look.
Oh, wait, what exactly did we just find in the data that we...
Well, it's still decrypting, so we don't know what's in there yet.
How long do I have to wait? Yeah.
What? I mean...
It's a floppy disk, for crying out loud.
Do we have time to go get that big breakfast?
Yeah. You guys have a big breakfast around here?
I'm a chop shop. I don't have... Not that kind of chop shop.
There are places next door.
Every other chop shop I've ever visited at least had hashed browns.
At least a half of a hash brown.
Not this one. But down the street, you can go to a little diner. It's called Blex's. It's Blex's Diner.
That's an awful lot like that diner I already came from this morning.
Oh, Glorina. Wait, what was her name? Gizlora.
Gizlora.
She's something, isn't she?
Yeah, something else.
Yeah, I guess you could...
Smokes
you guys,
like a
you guys could probably go get breakfast and it'll be done by the time you get back. I mean, I'm not really sure how long it's going to take. Not that long.
Can I take a nap somewhere? You got a bed for me?
No, but we have lots of floor.
What about any reel? You got any reel?
I don't know how to get reel. I mean, perhaps they know at the diner. It's not exactly a reputable place.
Part of a crime syndicate. How do you not know how to get reel? It's only the most common drug.
Troy, don't talk to me like that.
Boom, roasting.
Got him. All right.
Got him.
So, anyway, the only other thing I know about this potential bounty hunter is that, obviously, he's working under an alias. We don't really know who he is. He was working for the Pikes to dispatch a rival smuggler and intercept the large spice shipment that the rival was carrying, and instead betrayed the Pikes and took the shipment for himself instead, delivering it to the Black Sun mobsters, as we already said, for a bigger bounty. And so this cost the Pikes hundreds and thousands of credits. And so
I feel like they should be paying us more.
Well, I mean, they don't have that money, and jobs have been drying up. So really, it's been there's some knock-on effects, you might say. Trickle-down effects. So we're hoping on there. So as he's talking, the console beeps, and it looks like it's done being decrypted.
No, that was fast.
Yeah, I guess you guys weren't that hungry. So good. Glad you're still here. It looks like it is Cato Lichos.
Oh, thank God it's not Trex.
No, not Trex. Wait, who's Trex?
Trex.
Did I kill him?
An old friend.
Who's Trex? Tell me about this Trex.
An old friend.
Oh, an old friend.
Oh. Yeah, don't worry about it.
So anyway,
really hot girlfriend.
It looks
pretty sure he's dead.
It looks like the person we're looking for is Cato Lichos. He's a Nikto. I happen to know a little bit about him. Going through these files here, he was bound in service to the Huts, and then eventually worked his way to his freedom, and he takes a lot of high risk bounties and a formidable operative. So I know that he's actually from around these parts, and I know a couple places where he's been, or like some of his haunts.
Some leads?
Yeah. I have some leads for you.
Leads. Yay, leads.
So, he's got some interesting tastes.
Dude.
Yes. You can either go find him at the Umbra Club. That's a place he hangs out a lot. The Umbra Club's, it's like a dance club. Pretty common in the drug scene. You can get death sticks there. The spider, which is
are those drugs?
Death sticks? Yes, they are drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Addiction.
Yeah, they have heard about a certain bounty hunter trying to offload some spice. The spider, which is a sabacc parlor, they're known to have black sun people hang out there a lot. Or the Zelcom Tower. Which is a place that does shipping. So if he's trying to get it out, he might be running it through the Zelcom Tower.
Yeah, but he already gave it to him, didn't he?
If he had any more.
Yes. Guess not.
Gotcha. So I think we should try.
So they do.
Second place.
Yeah, I think those would be good places to start.
What was the second place again?
It's a place called The Spider. It's a sabacc parlor.
Okay. And right. Yeah.
Who knows how to play sabacc?
Hi. I'm a Troy.
I mean, I think droids can.
Oh.
They can play it. They just can't enjoy it.
Wait, Sabak, which one is that? Is that the chess game?
The card game.
Oh, it's not the chess game.
No, that's Hollow Chess.
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah.
Very imaginative.
Mm.
I mean, if you guys do. If you do go up there to the Sabak place, maybe
the
you...
The spider.
The spider, yeah. If you go up there, you might run into a Wookiee friend of mine. If you see him, be sure to talk to him.
What's his name?
You'll recognize him. You'll recognize him.
Is he the only Wookiee there?
Let me just say he's a unique-looking Wookiee.
Is he a fat Wookiee? Because that would be awesome.
No, he's not fat.
Is he an Ewok who's trying to be a Wookiee? Because that'd be kind of cute.
Why don't you guys just go there? I've told you, I'm trying to be secretive. I'm trying to be sly. Like, you'll recognize him when you see him. Trust me. You've never seen a Wookiee like this.
Fine.
You've never seen a Wookiee like this, I'm telling you.
Is he bald?
I've seen a lot of Wookiees.
I
don't know if you know this, Shopper.
I don't know this.
I'm Sarn Turbo, Slayer of Butt Radars.
Butt Radar.
You've killed a Butt Radar?
Yes. I killed the Butt Radar.
There is no the Butt Radar.
Shut up, Rex.
Rex, roll a knowledge check of some kind.
I don't have Butt Radar knowledge as a category.
What would that be?
So...
You weren't there.
Xenology?
Yeah, I think Xenology works. There. Yeah, Xenology or lore? I'm showing you have lore as a career skill, which is actually upgraded. I think lore
would
be fine.
Is that better?
Let's say it's a hard difficulty.
Oh, yeah, my lore is better. Okay, fine. Hard difficulty. That's 3, right?
Yeah.
That's 3 purples. Yay! Succeeded.
Oh, 2 successes. Okay, what do you know about Butt Radars?
Butt Radar
can
be
only one.
Is a myth among us, among certain tribes of Wookiees, and the legends tell tales of legendary warriors. Generally resort to piracy or other mercenary work.
That's it? He's a pirate king?
Yes. Well, it's really just a title, too. And so it can be passed on. And other Wookiees can take it up if Butt Radar is killed.
Oh, so Mr. Greenbacks, you didn't kill the Butt Radar. That's just a title. That's like saying you killed a private.
I killed the best.
Killing a Butt Radar still is an accomplishment. But yes, it does not mean that there is no more Butt Radar.
But I killed the one that was the second hand to Timo.
Oh. Well, good for you, I guess.
Well, I just did a loop-de-loop.
Just now?
Barrel roll.
Well, like, on the way here.
Oh.
Imagining, like, your guy just, like, flipping over while he's standing there.
Just now?
All right, well,
I'm doing loop-de-loops right now.
If you guys, I thought I turned that off.
Nope. Don't do it, it'll piss God off. God hates loop-de-loops.
Damn narcissistic God. Why do I still have control over it?
Well, if you guys want to go to the Spider Club.
I don't.
2:30, 3 o'clock in the Space Morning is probably a good time to go. If you want to take a speeder bike, I'll loan you a couple.
Let's go.
You can't all ride a bike. All right.
I mean.
That's great. Yeah.
You guys haven't all rode on one bike, have you?
It was a very awkward ride.
Who is in the middle? Well, we
did it. Rex.
Oh. Well, like, that's fine, I guess. Okay, well, yeah, if you guys want to borrow a swoop bike, you can go ahead and take a swoop bike. And then he beeps you over some coordinates so you know where it's at.
All right.
I go pick the blue one.
Okay. There's.
I look at them.
There are two.
I see the fastest one.
There's not three. There's only two.
I see. I jump on the one that he didn't. That Rex didn't jump on.
Uh-huh.
And I leave.
What, you just like peel out?
Yeah.
Do an easy piloting check. I assumed it's planetary, easy that this is something obviously that you've done before.
I think he's actually a pretty good planetary pilot.
Yeah.
Watch me fail.
No, you succeeded 6 times. Thank God.
Yeah, I don't think there was a way I couldn't succeed on that.
You want to color it in?
Nobody heard that one?
No.
It was pretty loud. Yeah, so I just peel off, leaving a plume of smoke from the afterburners on the way. And as I'm going, I find a...
Something's wrong with the exhaust of that spew.
And on the way, I find a shortcut to get me there faster as my advantage.
There were only 2 speeder bikes, so if you guys both zoomed off, then Mac is standing there by himself.
RX didn't say he took off. RX just said he jumped on the blue one.
I'm just sitting here.
Just sitting there.
That's why it took off, was because I did not want Mac behind me.
Well, Mac also owns a swoop bike, but it is all the way back to the Falcon.
Wave. The Wave.
The Wave. Whoops. Whoops. All right. Come on, Mac. Let's go.
All right.
You
suckers.
Are you ready? I'm driving, right? Are you ready?
No, I'm already driving. I already hopped on it. You're on the back.
I'd rather walk.
Well, all right. Bye. All right. And I leave him behind.
Time for a walk of reflection.
Wow. Well, all right. See you later. That was Chopper.
Do I sell the taxi cab?
No, the taxi.
Did it blow up?
It didn't. No, you guys didn't blow it up. It just dropped you off like a taxi does. Okay. So,
I thought we stole it.
No, you guys got another one.
The guy, but he decided to not charge
that. That one crashed.
I see.
And then I was going to kill the robot driver of the next one, but he decided not to charge us.
What a nice fella.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, these are all broken.
I think that's what happened.
All right. So you get to...
Oh, yeah. They're gamble time.
Gamble time. Oh, yeah, the dealer. All right, so you guys stop at the spider first.
Hold on 1 second here.
Yeah?
Is that Hollow Sabacc?
It looks like, yeah. It's played mostly the same as regular Sabacc.
Okay. I didn't know that existed. They never showed that.
No. Well, I haven't seen Solo, but...
It was definitely not Hollow.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert, Lando got caught cheating.
Oh.
Lando.
Okay, so... Saren gets there first, and he's waiting for RX as RX pulls up.
Saren.
RX, where's our diplomat for the night?
Well, he was not comfortable with me manning the controls and decided he would rather walk.
Oh, okay.
Even though there are many empty chasms that span thousands of feet in between all the buildings. I'm not exactly sure how he's going to walk.
I have no idea either.
I think it's the Vester. The Vester helps him fly or glide or something.
Mm.
To really? Do I? Is there like an impossible glider in my buster?
Hey, you're not here, Mac.
I'm not talking to you guys. I'm not in character. God.
Yeah, I think that's the only real reason to wear one of them, because it might have gliding properties.
All right, so you guys nod to each other and start
Just stupid.
Start walking into the sabacc parlor. The sights and sounds of the spider are similar to those of many sabacc parlors, with a central pit of card tables surrounded by various electronic games. The establishment is crowded and noisy. The cheers that accompany winning hands and lucky rolls ring out across the room. Behind the bar, a two-headed Troig deftly passes out drinks using all four arms, chatting with down-on-their-luck gamblers or himself intermittently. A quick scan of the room shows that the Nikto Bounty Hunter is not here, so you must rely on the various patrons and employees for information.
Are those the ones that was doing the...
Are you spelled Nikto?
N-I-K-T-O.
Yes. In the journal, I think I actually have Nikto. If you go to the journal and then characters...
Oh.
Or not characters, species. I think I have Nikto. Yeah, I do.
But the bartender's the one that's that did the pod races, right?
Yes. These guys. I don't know how you knew that.
Because I knew he had two heads.
Oh, that's right. I said he had two heads. Okay. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, he conversed with himself.
Yeah. Well.
Quote unquote himself.
Right.
Or herself. Or their self.
Good.
Do you know how to play this game? Start.
Yes. I am a bounty hunter after all.
You should perhaps go to tables and see if you can find out about a Nikto who frequents this establishment.
All right. Is there any tables with a Wookiee at them?
I did not see one.
So, don't roll a perception. Yeah,
Why don't we just wait for Mac to get to the place? Anything big happens.
So,
As
you guys are, just getting into the spider. Let's skip over to back to Mac, who's walking to the sabacc parlor. What is he doing?
Oh, I'm pissed. I'm kind of kicking the sand a little bit. Why the fuck am I friends with these guys? Just leave me in the dust. They know I'm the driver. I'm not going to let some robot let me drive, you know, kind of just stewing, you know, in the kind of a general way.
Okay.
I'm kind of trying to do the, you know, just kind of just walking, trying to figure out where the fuck I'm at. I'm kind of lost.
Mac.
Oh, you get a ring. Hello? On your comm.
Where are you at? I thought you were going to take the bike with RX.
You guys took both the bikes.
Well, that's why I left first. So RX was forced to deal with you.
I offered to give him a ride.
And look how he dealt with me. After all the times I've had to deal with you two psychopaths, one time, and you just take off without me?
Don't blame me.
I offered to give him a ride.
RX offered you a ride. You said no. Your pride was too big. So now you gotta walk like a chump.
I turned the thing off.
Can I send him a text message or something?
You can send me Morse code.
Roll a core world check. Let's say it's hard, or maybe underworld, because you're going to the sabacc parlor. I don't know. What do you think?
For me?
Yeah.
Can I send him the number of the taxi cab company?
I'll just do an underworld check. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I failed.
You are lost.
It sounds about right.
You've noticed that you've walked past the same building like twice already.
I swear I've seen that building platforms. A couple of times.
Just regular platforms around the buildings. I doubt he's ever left that building.
Where the hell am I?
Do you try sending the coordinates, Andy?
Yeah, I sent I don't send them the coordinates. I sent them the number for the taxi cab company.
Oh, okay.
And all I got was a bunch of beeps off my transponder. I don't know what the fuck said. Why is this beeping?
Yeah, I mean, you see it's beeping. So you don't know what it says, but somehow you know, because it's like a special like vibration, that it is from Sarn.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about ignoring it. I know where I'm going though, right? Because they told us where to go, right?
You know what place you're going to, but you're not quite sure how to get there. So you know the name of the Sabacc parlor, at least I think.
Okay.
Do you remember the name of it, right?
The Sabacc parlor.
Fucking nailed it.
I'm gonna start. I guess I'm gonna start like just start doing fine and start like doing the whole hitchhiking thing, seeing if that's gonna help me out.
Okay.
What's my hitchhiking role?
I don't know. I gotta look at the skills. There's gotta be a. What maybe like?
Oh, I saw a hitchhiker yesterday.
So
or not yesterday. Sunday.
How would you?
Did he look like? Pick him up. Did he look like me?
It was midnight, so I didn't really get a good look. I'm just glad I didn't hit him with my car.
Because
it was pitch blackout.
How are you going to entice people to pick you up?
Him. I thought you were talking about the guy I saw.
Charm.
Okay.
Dashing good looks.
He's gonna roll up his pants and stick his leg out.
just to be coy.
Okay.
Hit him with the classic.
Alright, roll a charm. Roll an average charm.
Success.
What was that?
So, as you stick out your arm and your leg or something. Is that how you were charming? You're sticking out your leg? And this man...
He's only 15.
He's only 15 years old?
God, Jelly G, Quarter Soul.
Okay. Oh, this guy. Oh, yeah. I didn't know you guys can see that. No, I don't like that.
Yeah,
you
gotta go under and then make it private.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is? All right. So anyway, this guy comes and picks you up, in a speeder. And he stops next to you and opens his door and says, "You going somewhere?"
Yeah, Sabacc parlor.
Sabacc parlor. There's a lot of those around here. You don't got a name?
It's the nice one.
Oh, you're not really dressed to go to the nice Sabacc parlor.
This is a fine buster.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I can dig it.
You can?
Yeah, I can dig it. Wait,
nice buster.
Yeah, I mean, I could go for some Sabacc.
Yeah. You want to go?
The name's Jelly G.
Jelly G?
Yeah.
Writing that down. So I don't forget. I write the people I like their names down in my little book here.
Oh, you like me already, huh?
Yeah, I like the cut of your jib, Jelly.
He's 15.
I'm not 15. I am of driving age. I'm probably
1500.
Like 1500 days per square inch. So no one could look that up.
Years.
It did say his height.
Did it? He's in a story.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. What?
It was tall. It was 6-something.
Oh, man. You guys got to see this picture of this fucking doofus. He's in a sorry. I just looked it up on Wikipedia.
What is his name?
Oh, that's not it. He is of species Isori. So he looks like... He's got long braided hair. He's amphibious and carnivorous. He's a, you know, he's a humanoid. I don't know. Do links work if I paste those in there? Oh yeah, there you go.
Pesos.
Sorry. I could dig that. Oh, I could dig that vest. Wow. That's a pretty sick looking vest.
Well, wait, he's wearing a vest.
Are you wearing a vest too?
Well, I don't wear it.
I thought his braids were his other arm for a second.
No, those are my braids. And then he rips off his shirt and he's wearing a vest under his shirt. Vest Brothers!
Vest Brothers!
Woo! All right. Yeah, I don't think you're going to the Nice Tobacco Parlor. Like I said, they're not really a vest place. Trust me, I tried. But the Spider, that's probably the place you want to go. The Spider.
Love it. Only if you come with me, buddy.
They grab arms and take off, and then they drive really fast and get to the Sabacc parlor. So this is it. Yeah, I'm gonna get in there.
Hey Matt. Hey Mac. Who's your new friend?
I just walk in. I'm like, hello Spider.
Hello Spider. And everyone looks
it's
around
Max
you
Skyblade.
For like.
I elbow Star and I'm like, the diplomat has arrived.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max Skyblade has arrived. Someone get this man a drink. Also, I found a guy with a vest. Get in here.
Hello?
Is his name Asari? What's your name again?
No, that's not my name.
Jelly G. Get in here, Jelly G. I had to look it up in my little notebook.
Good thing you wrote it down.
I did.
Well, that's what he sounds like now. Huh?
Yeah, no, I'm Southern now. I didn't really think about what he would be, but no, I am just one big hillbilly. I'm just vest loving man, vest to back loving man, and now this man's got a vest too. Ding, 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 ding. Did you see my braid? So who are you? I'm Jolly G.
I slowly walk away. To try to find a Wookiee.
Who's your friend over there? Because I think she's giving me the lovely eyes.
Me?
You should go flirt with her.
No, not you. The green one. The one that just walked away.
You should definitely try to go after him. She loves vests. Believe me, she loves vests.
Hmm.
And hair ties.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Somebody roll a perception. How about Sarn? Sarn, you just slunk away. Oh, let's see. Mac is back.
Oh, my perception is not good. What's the difficulty?
It's easy.
How do I manage that?
Oh, you failed. You look around and yes. You perceive nothing.
I just stand there.
You continue to stand there. What?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Just scratching your arm.
I wonder how I get my robo toe to work again.
Yeah, it's locked in the outright position. So, yeah.
Oh, that's why I look so good in my sandals.
Isn't that just how toes normally are?
No.
What are your guys' toes normally do?
It's not moving. They're supposed to move.
Minimally.
Whatever.
Like, totally.
They don't move in shoes that much.
All right. So what are you doing?
I like to wear shoes.
I don't know.
I just said that.
What did you say, Tiger?
What are you doing?
I am looking around.
I should probably
walk up to the bar. I'm trying to listen in on what people are saying just to hear if I can hear anyone talking about, crime or bounties or what alien species was that guy?
Trig?
Yeah. Troig. Just, I'm looking to see it.
I think he was part of the kite family.
No. seeing if I see other Troigs.
There's a Nikto.
Nikto. Yeah, that's what he is. Yeah.
Azrath Nikto.
I just finished watching that series.
Okay. Let's see. No one is just outright talking about him. But the bartenders come up to you, say, haven't seen you around here before. We don't get a lot of droids in here.
Yes, that is normal at a establishment primarily meant for enjoyments of biological life forms.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant. So what are you here for? What are you doing?
Looking for a Nikto.
A Nikto. Well,
frequents this establishment.
I do know of a Nikto. What do you want to know about him?
I wish to hire him for a job.
You sure?
And I need to communicate with him.
He's a bit of a hothead.
Yeah, well, I need a hothead.
And
it's a hot job.
So what one of them tells you is he's a hothead, and one of the people is one of the bartenders, because it's two heads, remember? Oh, and he just said, yeah, he's a bit of a hothead, and let's just say he's, you know, he takes vengeance on sometimes when he loses at Sabacc around here. Not sure you want to deal with somebody like that.
Well, it's a hot job.
And then the other bartender cuts you off and says, you know, this particular Nikto, he owes the spider's owner a lot of money. So you're probably not going to find him around here.
Well, that is good to know. Thank you. And I toss a credit under the bar and walk away.
Hold on, let me make a note. -1 credit. Oh, gee, thanks. I guess we'll split this.
You're one being.
Are we, though? And then they look at each other, confused.
And then they're confused, and I just walk away.
Yeah.
Nice distraction.
All right.
I'm walking around.
I guess I should have said you only have one pocket. Right, whatever.
That would have been smoother.
It's okay. Yeah.
All right, back to Sarn.
All right, I try to find the seediest Sabacc table. Is there a way I can find out if I know how to play Sabacc?
So somebody. Okay. Yeah, how would we figure out if you know Sabacc? I guess it'd be a knowledge. Would it be an underworld knowledge? What else is there? Could be streetwise.
Damn it, I knew I should have upgraded it.
Yeah, well, it's too late.
Streetwise or underworld knowledge seems like it should work probably as well.
Yeah.
I definitely know how to play Sabacc.
Or perhaps you could teach Sarn.
What, right now?
Yes.
No.
Well, I mean, you guys aren't talking to each other. I think you and Jolly G are just kind of yucking it up.
We're palling around. I'm introducing him to all the tables. I'm like Max Skyblade, diplomat, friend, and smuggler. I'm trying to smooch with everyone. Have you met my friend Jolly G? Look at this vest.
Well, I
found it. You could say I think I discovered him.
I definitely existed before you found me. I was doing just fine.
I mean,
I don't know that you discover me. I mean,
about
I'm
two
pretty
seconds
cool.
Seconds before, in a random character,
what?
He existed for about 2 seconds before you knew him.
I was a fully fledged person that lived an entire life.
What I'm saying, I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to make you as famous as Max Skyblade.
Wow. Never heard of her.
I've heard the same thing on Casting Couch.
You are not there. Okay. So
how do you know where I was going to go next?
So Sarn. Oh, there we go. All right. So Sarn, are you going to roll an underworld check to see if you know how to play Sabacc?
Yeah.
All right.
What's the difficulty?
It's average. All right. You don't know how to play Sabacc.
But I do find a table where no one else knows how to play it that well either.
How about it's just one person? It's just one person that's never played Sabacc before. And so you sit down and watch that.
One other person at the table?
Right.
Okay, so it's just me and this other person.
This other person.
Well, this other creature.
You're right.
Entity.
Okay. Can you see it or is it private?
It's private.
Okay, good. All right. So this other person.
I don't like how you laughed on that.
No, it's good. So
at the table... one time we don't have any light side points.
Right.
That would have been perfect for light side
points. Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't used my dark side point yet. All right. So the one person sitting at the Sabacc table is a Trandoshan. And they clearly don't know how to play Sabacc, but the dealer is teaching them as they're playing. And you can see other people around are kind of uncomfortable because they have a newbie at the table.
All right, well, I sit down.
Okay.
And I look at the Transocean and say, I apologize, I've never played before, but I would really like to learn.
Neither have I. Can you tell?
No, not at all.
Deception.
No.
And yeah, that's an easy deception. You should be able to pull this lie off.
Apparently I was.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm trying very hard. The dealer is very good here.
Good, 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 good. So I would like to know how to play as well.
Okay. So
this might be a good time to cut out while he's teaching me.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to actually know.
There are the rules. There are rules in here for it. So, not now. But
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Back to Rex, who's sitting at the bar. Talking to the
bartender. I walked away from the bar. I'm just kind of ambling.
Okay.
I kind of
walked away. Okay. Roll a perception check.
Where is it? How hard?
There really are rules.
What's that?
How hard?
Easy.
So there really are rules.
Yeah. Easy. There's rules for this game, too, like dice rolls and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
I succeeded, but I also have some threats.
Okay, you're looking around the place and you do see an out of place Wookiee. The Wookiee, as most Wookiees are, is very tall. He's sort of standing in the back, somewhat menacingly. That's the threat. He doesn't even notice you, but this Wookiee is entirely white.
That's peculiar.
Yes, it's white. That's white fur.
I'd beeline towards him.
Right to
novelty.
Him? Okay.
What a novelty.
Oh, novelty. That's good.
Yes.
I wouldn't really appreciate being called a novelty.
I didn't call him that. It was just me talking to myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to tell yourself?
And so I approach him and strike up conversation. Can I speak Wookiee? They can usually understand basic. It doesn't matter.
They can, yeah,
but can you understand that?
I have no idea. It's a great question. I guess we'll find out.
Knowledge roll. Underworld.
No, I think you can. I think that can be part of your backstory.
Well, I was just gonna say. So I go up to him and just say, It's not normal for Wookiees to gamble.
I would roll a charm check on that, unless you have a better idea for the role.
I guess I wasn't trying to trying to strike up conversation.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah. He's a badass Wookiee.
How hard is this?
Let's say it's hard.
Probably not gonna get it.
Oh! Nope. That's my best Wookiee. And he sort of ignores you.
All right. Well, guess I should have watched from a distance.
You can attempt to roll again for an extra difficulty.
No.
And
I will fail.
And threateningly, he sort of looks down his Wookiee eyes at you and makes that noise again.
Bow!
But Radar?
All right. Ghost of Kashyyyk. Keep your secrets.
Ghost of Kashyyyk. Nice. I like it.
Oh, I get it. Let's see.
Because he's white? Like a ghost?
Yeah, I know. What else is even going on here? What are you guys doing?
We were looking for a guy, a bounty hunter.
Oh, right. So far, you have determined only one thing.
And we've determined that he's not going to be here because he owes the owner a shit ton of money.
But he does owe the owner a lot of money. So,
right.
All right. Who's next? All right. All right. So, Sabak, Wookiee. I guess we'll go back to Mac.
Currently talking to this guy in the picture who looks like Alex Trebek and really trying to get him to take my business and whatever he's trying to. No idea what he does, but he looks very rich and very, 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 very wealthy.
Okay.
And I'm really trying to and I'm showing off Jally G, like, look at him too. This guy, you know?
All right. Roll. Let me think. What could it be? Perception, maybe? It's something social about this guy that you might be able to find out. So
what, perception or?
Either perception or charm. I guess charm. You're really trying to charm this guy.
Oh, I'm charming his pants.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, no.
His pants are staying on.
But to advantage.
So Alex Trebek is not interested.
So he's not interested.
This is another Sarn role.
Yeah, I'm mad from all my failures. So you notice that everyone's kind of looking at you, because you're being so chummy with this person. He has no interest in the business that you're trying to sell him. What are you trying to sell him again? Smuggling, I guess.
Yeah, smuggling, or just anything.
Okay. And
do you need a man? I got a team.
And this guy nudges you in the ribs next to you. It's a little, let's say he's a little Rodian. Basically, okay, Greedo.
Greedo?
Yeah. And he turns to you and he says, you know, that guy is the owner of this place.
He is?
Yes.
This guy?
Yes, that's...
This guy's so handsome. Of course. He had to be. He had to be. You own this place?
His name is...
This is a fine establishment here.
What? Yeah, thank you. Thank you for coming, Corson Fenn. Thanks for coming. I don't need a man. Thank you. Again, thank you. I don't need a man.
How about a valet? How about a valet?
No, I don't need...
I can drive your car. I'm very good at driving.
I have all the valets I need. Just please leave me alone.
Just give me one, maybe two advantages here. Just come on.
Okay, what do you want? I'll give you one advantage if you'll just leave me alone.
We're looking for a guy, a bounty hunter.
Yeah, Nikto. Okay, this place is
a Nikto.
A Nikto. That's not that
bad. Who owes you a lot of money?
It's not that bastard Kratos, is it?
It sounds like it might be.
He's a Nikto, and I tell you what, he's a hothead. And he's lost a lot of money here. The man owes me a lot of money.
Well, let me tell you, I'm on my way to look for him. What would you, how, what, would you want to help me out in some kind of way?
Let's see. I tell you, wait, hold on.
Does he know the dance club owner?
Roll a negotiation check. It's average.
Negotiation station. Succeeded with 3 successes.
3 successes. Okay. I think I can help you. I can pass along word to Kato because he owes me money. And so I can talk to him that I found a buyer for some of the spice he's been trying to offload. So if you can set a trap for him and make an example of him for everybody else here, then if you owe Corson money, he will fuck you up. I will pay you.
And then I walk up, and look at that. It looks like he did need a man.
Who is this?
Well,
I'm
this bucket
of
bolts.
Not men.
Why? What are you doing in a bar? You don't drink. Now forget
Looking for it.
Whatever. You're getting in the middle here. Do we got ourselves a deal here? I didn't even get your name.
Yeah, of course.
Mr.
My name
Vest.
My name is Mac J. Skyblade.
Mac J.
And I'm here to get I'm here to get your money back and rip some new assholes.
I mean,
J is new.
What is J?
It's new.
Oh. Hey, what was it before? Wait, I don't know. I really don't care. All right. I mean, I don't need him to have a new asshole. I just need him to pay me or suffer a little bit. Make an example out of him.
All right. I will. Do you mind if my friend Jelly G sits down with at your card game right here?
Yeah, as long as he's gambling, I don't give a shit. Card
game. All right, Jelly, have a seat. I got you. See, I told you I'd have to help you hit it to the big times.
Hey, where is the trap being set?
Yeah, where should we meet it? Tell me where I'll meet him, and I'll be there. A guns a-blazing.
This guy, God really has to have a think on this one.
I do. I don't really know. I could get him. I'll get him word to meet you someplace. But you let me know where.
Okay, great. Like right now or
like right this second? No, not right this second, but soon. Perhaps next week.
Did we ever, what was the other place he was supposed to be at?
The club, the dancing club.
There were two other places you could go. He was not gonna,
why don't we set it? Yeah. Dancing club. What was the other place, Rex? The dancing club and what was the other place?
I don't remember.
Zelcom Tower.
Zelcom Tower.
What is Zelcom Tower?
What is Zelcom Tower? It's the place. Yeah. It's basically a place of business. They're a shipping company.
Sounds like that's right. In case if he needed to.
Sounds like a good place for a trap.
Let's accost him there. I think that would probably be easier.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's set it up for there.
Also, it'd be realistic if he's trying to offload his spice and he thinks he's selling his spice at the harbor place. Harbor-ish place.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll see what I can
do.
Just leave me the fuck alone. I'll get you some kind of meetup for next week. See
Roger,
what I can
Roger.
Do.
And I walk away.
Jelly, my friend.
Well, hello.
I'll miss you.
What, you're going to leave me here? You know this isn't the first time I ever played Sabacc. In fact, I took you here. You didn't know where you were going. I mean, you keep showing me around here, but these people all know me.
I
Well, they know you even better because you're a good man and you wear a fantastic, fantastic vest.
Well, thank you, and so do you. And I gotta say, those are the best legs I ever picked up.
You know a good pair of legs. I'm going to miss that guy. This is my favorite. This is the most favorite guy I've ever met.
Well, you
know. It's like he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, yep. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to play a few hands here. Okay, so you walk away, and RX has already, like, walked away from the table, and Sarn is still talking to the Transdotian. You see him walking or talking to... I forgot his name.
You ever say his name? Yeah, he said his name.
I did not, but I do have it here. And you guys are playing Sabacc.
Yes.
And let's say that you two, one of you two, or both of you, come over to talk to Sarn to let him know what just happened. Anyone?
Hey guys.
Wait, yeah.
How's it going?
How's it going for you?
Learning. This is a difficult game.
Are you winning?
He's not.
Especially with your Transdotian.
He's not very good at learning.
Well, guess what? We think we found where this guy's at. I made good friends with the owner of this bar. We're best friends now. And he gave us a top tip. He might even pay us for this one. So we're going to be making a lot of extra buck for taking this guy out.
I don't think you should be yelling that.
Here. I didn't yell that. It's a word. I'm not yelling. I'm not yelling.
I
can't.
How
I'm
much? Getting, I know.
I'm not wearing headphones.
Should,
like,
I don't
I'm
think
not,
you should be saying it that loud.
How much no, did
not,
you?
I don't
so,
think you should be saying so, it like, out loud at
you,
all.
As you guys are bickering, the Transdotian interrupts and says, "How much did you get that cheap bastard to give you?"
He said we would negotiate at a later time.
That is not very good negotiation. I'm just maybe a simple Transdotian who doesn't play Fabic, but that seems like you're going to blow all your leverage.
Well, that's what you think. I got this worked out. We're best friends.
Kind of our special skill.
Special.
Our special skill of getting out on top.
Or blowing our leverage.
Or blowing our load.
Oh. So you guys are those type of people.
Well.
What do you mean?
Something
those
weird
type of people.
Something weird happens to these two when they see Transdotians. Mm. It all started with a pinup in a ship. It's a
what?
Weird story.
I pull the picture out of my wallet and show it.
Oh! Now that is one ugly Transdotian. Do you see the pattern on her? It's a very unappealing pattern.
Not from behind, it's not.
That's okay. Well, I'm going to continue learning how to play Sabacc.
All right. I pick up my credits and leave with Mac and RX.
Rocking,
I guess.
Okay.
So,
how about Mac? Roll a easy perception check.
Hey, Sarn, there's a really mean Wookiee you should go talk to.
Oh, yeah, I like Wookiees.
You guys might get along. Is that big white one in the back? I call him the ghost of Kashyyyk.
You notice nothing.
You perceive nothing.
I go talk to the ghost of Kashyyyk.
Wow!
What's up, buddy?
Wow!
How you doing?
He seems to be a little bit warmer towards you. For some reason, probably because
maybe,
you're biological
maybe,
in nature.
Maybe tell him you killed Butt Raider.
No, I'm not going to tell him that.
All right.
Oh, you shouldn't be saying that so loud.
What are you...
I...
So roll a charm check. It's going to be hard.
It's just one of those fucking days, man.
We don't want to wake up.
Yeah, he looks kind of mean at you, but he heard you say butt radar, and he looks intrigued. And he says...
Do you know butt radar?
No butt radar. I'm hunting butt radars, he says.
Ooh. You know, I killed a butt radar.
You killed a butt radar.
I did.
When? Which butt radar?
2 years ago? I don't know how long ago it was. 3 years ago?
Okay. Well, I mean, your character would know when it was.
Okay, so 3 years ago.
3 years ago, you killed a butt radar?
Yes. Yeah.
What happened after you killed him? I've never managed to kill one.
Another Wookiee that was in the group came up.
Did we see that?
What?
Did we see that happen? I don't remember. Did
our characters see that? You were probably hiding in the bathroom.
Did our characters see that, though? I'm serious. I don't remember.
Yeah, you guys were standing at the window.
Tell me the story of how you killed the butt radar.
Do I have to go into all of it, or can I just tell them that?
Just parts of it. Maybe the last part.
All right, so we're in this...
Just give me the broad strokes.
Abandoned house. And I was aiming at butt radar, and I managed to kill him. And he fell like the sack of shit he is.
Not a big fan of butt radars.
One of the other Wookiees, right? That's because he's a piece of shit. So one of the other Wookiees that was there ran up to his body, took his medallion, and ran off.
So it passes by the medallion?
I couldn't get out there to take the medallion in time. Yeah. So as soon as you kill them, you have to get the medallion.
I've never been able to see a butt radar actually be killed. I've been trying to figure out a lot about... I'm trying to learn about the butt radar.
They're very, very powerful, but I am just that damn good.
Huh. Well, anytime you need a favor, bud, let me know. Any murderer of butt radar is a friend of mine.
Good. Good, good. I give him my my transponder number, frequency.
Beep, 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 beep,
Morse
beep,
code.
Beep. Morse code. And then he winks at you. Then he winks at you. Also, you speak Wookiee? It seems like everybody speaks Wookiee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody except dumb robots, right?
Man, I wonder what they're talking about.
And then you two have a good laugh.
It's really weird watching Sarn go like they've been having this normal conversation. We're just sitting there just
in
like
Wookiee.
Yeah, in Wookiee.
So Mac doesn't speak Wookiee?
I can understand it. I just don't like it. it's kind of like in real life. I can kind of
like
understand some Spanish. Yeah.
You just don't like it.
Let's go with that. Do you think Wookiees are the French of the
no,
galaxy?
No, that's what is it? The Twi'leks. They're the French.
Yeah.
Or at least they have French accents. All right. Well, I think that's a good place to leave it.
French / Mexican.
Well, for me. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
All right.
All right. I think that was pretty good.
Yeah. All right, let me stop.
Dark side points used.
No.
Yeah. God keeps forgetting about his dark side points.
That you
I
know
met
of.
Alex Trebek.
He's dead.
Still. He's right there playing next to that chick in the picture.
Oh, that guy.
That's Alex Trebek.
I think that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Dead.
I was totally zoned out during that.
Space Alex Trebek.
Orson Welles. Or Corson Welles.
That's not his name, but. But Max Skyblad has never been known for his listening.
Or his remembering of any names.
Yeah.
Unless he writes them down. He remembered the best guy pretty good.
Because he wrote it down.